Namaskar all. Today, I will discuss about chapter Acid, Bases and Salts of class 10. The syllabus is covered from NCERT textbook for class 10. Students, you all have studied in your previous class 9 that compounds are further classified as acid, bases and salts. You also have learnt in your previous classes that the sour and the bitter taste of food are due to acids and bases respectively present in them. But now, in this class, we will learn more about the physical and the chemical properties of acids, bases and different types of salts. So let's now talk about physical properties of acids first. The substances which are sour in taste are said to have acids in them. That is, acids are sour in taste. They change the color of blue litmus to red. They all conduct electricity through their solutions. They are corrosive in nature. So these all were the physical properties of acids. Depending upon the source, acids have been classified into two categories: organic acids and mineral acids. Acids which are present in organic substances like food material, fruits, vegetables, animals, plants, we call them as organic acids. For example, oxalic acid, which is present in tomatoes, acetic acid, which is present in vinegar, citric acid, which is present in orange, lemon, and all citrus fruits, tartaric acid, which is present in tamarind, lactic acid, which is present in sour milk, methanoic acid, which is present in nettle and ant sting. Acids which are derived from one or more inorganic compounds are called as inorganic or the mineral acids. For example, sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid, nitric acid, phosphoric acid, etc. Now let's discuss about their formulas. Students, the formula of sulfuric acid is H2SO4. Hydrochloric acid is HCl. Nitric acid is HNO3. Phosphoric acid is H3PO4. Methanoic acid is also known as formic acid, and its formula is HCOOH. Acetic acid is also known as ethanoic acid, and its formula is CH3COOH. So this is all about acids. Now let's talk about bases. Compounds which are bitter in taste are called bases. They are soapy in touch. They change color of red litmus to blue. They also conduct electricity through their solutions. They are also corrosive in nature. Examples of bases are NaOH, sodium hydroxide, KOH, potassium hydroxide, CaOH whole twice, calcium hydroxide, MgOH whole twice, magnesium hydroxide, etc. So, presence of acids and bases can be indicated by acid-base indicators. So, we can say that substances which indicate the presence of an acid or base in a solution are called as acid-base indicators. Indicators are also categorized in two categories: natural indicators and man-made or chemical indicators, you can say. Litmus solution is a natural indicator. It is a purple dye extracted from lichen. Other examples of natural indicators are red cabbage, colored petals of petunia, hydrangea, and geranium leaves, and also turmeric. These indicators are indicators changes color with acids and bases. Students, there are also some indicators which changes odor in acid and basic media. For example, onion, clove, vanilla essence, etc. Such indicators which changes odor in acid and basic media are called as olfactory indicators. Now let's talk about chemical indicators which we synthesize, and the examples are phenolphthalein, methyl orange, etc. Now let's summarize all indicators one by one, that how they changes color or odor with acids and bases. So let's talk about blue litmus. It changes color to red with acid and shows no change with base. Red litmus, it changes color to blue with base but shows no change with acid. Turmeric, it changes color to red with base but no change with acid. Onion, it's an olfactory indicator, students. It loses its odor with base but no change with acid. Phenolphthalein, it's a synthesized or chemical based indicator. It is a colorless indicator which changes its color to pink with base and it remains colorless with acid. Methyl orange, it is of orange color. It changes its color to red with acid and to yellow with base. So students, today we have learnt about the physical properties of acids and bases, their examples, and also about acid-base indicators. So that's all for today. Thank you.